Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the music from The Temptations this half hour. Well, The Temptations followed their first number one single, My Girl, with 5 top 10 hits. Their career was in high gear when David Rufford, who shared lead vocals with tenor Andy Kendricks, left the group in the summer of 1968. While music producer Norman Whitfield made a drastic change in the direction of the group, added a new lead singer, and made the next phase of the Temptations' career even more successful. Well, that person was Dennis Edwards, and he was born in Birmingham, Alabama. His father was a minister, and Dennis sang in his church when he was just 2 years old. When his father moved to Detroit and opened the new church there, the family followed the course. Well, Dennis studied piano and composition at the Detroit Music Conservatory and became lead singer for gospel group The Crown of Joy. So a great change in the Temptations' future. And let's hear the second number one song, I Can't Get Next to You. Number one from 1969. Right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I lived in a place called the inner city. Getting ahead was strictly a no-no, cause nobody cares what happens to the folks that live in the ghetto.
Thousands of lives wasting away, people living from day to day. It's a challenge just staying alive, cause in the ghetto only the strong.
Is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Nowhere
City inspectors, bill collectors,
hard coding the main population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hill. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Well, that was Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today. That reached number 3 from 1970. And before that, Masterpiece, a number 7 song from 1973. And we started off with I Can't Get Next to You, a number 1 tune from 69. All told, the Temptations had 4 number 1s during their singing career. Well, we talked about the changes in the Temptations through the years. Well, Temptations member Otis Williams mentioned that it's no easy task when a person leaves the group, but you just work at it and go through the procedure of checking out different guys. It's just one of those things that you have to go through. Talent is not enough. It's a thing if you click spiritually as well as professionally. He went on to say that you have to live together out here on the road, so it's trying to see if someone is compatible aside from the talent aspect, but from the human side. We go through the weeding out process and settle on whoever we think is the one and still take a chance because you never know how someone may be. Let's continue with the Temptations. Another great song, Superstar. Remember how you got to where you are. Right here on Motown Memories.
Glitter and gleam.
favorite Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Feather in your cap if you catch a robber. Dirt in your face if your scheme falls through. Pay close attention to my story, and you'll find every word is true.
Junk man standing on the corner, selling death, no conscience has he.
In the name of God, won't somebody stop me?
Stop me, think about the children.
It's a matter of life and death, can't you see? Ain't no time to stand back and point your finger. To face reality.
Reality.
No, 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 no. Don't turn your back on this problem, people. Too much depends on you and me.
Desperate with no sense of values. Just an evil mind.
You're feeling so uptight.
Well, that was Take a Look Around. They reached number 30 from 1972. And before that, Superstar. Remember How You Got to Where You Are, number 18 from 1971. Well, you've found Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature this entire hour, music from The Temptations. Well, coming up, another number one song from The Temptations. Well, Just My Imagination, Run Away From Me, was the 17th chart record produced for The Temptations by producer Norman Whitfield. Although Smokey Robinson was the group's primary producer in the early days of their career, as mentioned, he wrote and produced their first number one single, My Girl, Whitfield worked with the group as early as 1964 when he produced a song called Girl, Why Do You Want to Make Me Blue, which featured the lead vocal of tenor Eddie Kendricks. Well, Smokey's association with The Temptations continued through 1966 with Get Ready, which we heard the last half hour, but then he went and moved on to other groups, and Whitfield took over. Well, let's hear that number one song, Just My Imagination Run Away From Me. Great bass here. Number one from 1971, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
She did. running away with me. It was just my imagination.
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Set it up. Hey, 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 with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was Happy People. That song was co-written by Lionel Richie that went on to have a great career with the Commodores and as a solo artist in his own right on the Motown label. Well, that song reached number 40 from 1975. And before that, a number 27 tune from the previous year, 74, Let Your Hair Down. And we started off with that number one, Just My Imagination, Run Away From Me, from 1971. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. We've been featuring this entire hour of the Temptations. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments for me about any aspect of Motown Memories, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit my website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. Until next time, bye for now.